Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday, talking with the Rock Ridge multi-sport athlete Riley Federer. I think 2,400 yards total offense, 1,100 passing, 1,300 rushing, I think 31 touchdowns that Riley Federer accounted for. That's quite a year. I know, Riley, but I know you're probably sitting here talking to me today wishing you were still playing a football game this weekend, but congratulations on a fine season. What'd you think?
I think altogether it was a decent season. I mean, yeah, we wish we would have been playing this Saturday, but altogether I think we improved, and we have a great group of guys. I know we all wish we would have gone farther and played a little bit better in the postseason, but altogether it was fun.
Well, I tell you, I'd like to see a Rock Ridge Newman game again. That was a pretty good Saturday afternoon of football. I had a chance to see that game, and you walk off the field losing by one to a team that maybe has a pretty good shot playing into the final weekend of the season. That was a great game that Saturday afternoon up there against Newman.
Yeah, Newman's a great team. Probably one of the best teams in the area, if not the best team. I mean, yeah, we wish we would have gotten a shot at them. I know they just got done playing Orion, and Orion lost to them. And we obviously beat Orion, so that would have been a good game to have back. But I can't really do anything about it now. All we can do is focus on next season.
Well, I know. I think one of the ultimate compliments that I got about you this year, I was talking to Coach Poposi after that Newman game, and I said, you know, Coach, I said, it looks like you have bodies there to make the play against him. How does he get away? Coach Poposi, who's been coaching for 30-plus years, says, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. That just tells you how good of a player he is. Now, Riley Federer, that's coming from Mike Poposi, who's won multiple state titles and is probably the top small school football coach in Illinois. That's a nice compliment, isn't it? What do you think when you hear something like that?
Yeah, it definitely is a nice compliment. He's a great coach, great guy. He's always nice to me. But that's pretty nice coming from him, especially from a guy that also has won so many championships.
All right, so your status, I know late in the year, you know, I was told you had a boot on, I think, in the week leading up to the playoffs, so you were a little bit hindered there. What's your situation now transitioning into basketball? You told me off the air that, as we talked to you on this Tuesday, November the 14th, it's your first day you've been released to practice basketball. How are you doing health-wise?
Right now I'm full go. Tonight's my first practice back. On, I think, Saturday, I just shot a little bit, getting back into the rhythm, and I've been shooting a lot. So I'm ready for the season, all full health, and I should be full healthy, ready to go once the Geneseo tournament starts.
So your role is going to change dramatically in the basketball season, isn't it, after Gentry Whiteman has graduated and Carson Frakes has graduated? I assume a little more scoring is going to be required from you. What about your role heading into the 2017-2018 hoop season?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, losing Gentry and Carson, two All-State players, that's definitely going to change everyone's role on the team. Obviously, I can have Gentry, who scores the majority of the points throughout the game, or Carson. But all in all, I'm just gonna, my role is just to do whatever to do whatever the team wants me to do to get the win at the end of the day. Playing defense or scoring. I know we have Dalton back, which he's going to be a major scorer for us. And we have a couple of juniors going to step up and score for us.
All right, so getting back to the football season, what'd you think of your development becoming more of a passer? I know when I talked to Coach Graves, I said, you know, in Riley's first year as a sophomore, he created a bunch of stuff on his own. Now, you still did that, I think, your junior year here. But I think, you know, you developed more into a passing quarterback, not just a, you know, snap the ball, run around, make a play. I mean, did you notice that as the season progressed? I guess talk about your development in the position and becoming more of a passer. Did you feel good about that this year?
Yeah, I definitely did. In the off season, I worked a lot on passing. That was my main focus throughout the whole off season, was passing. And I think I got more comfortable in the pocket, more comfortable with throwing the ball, which also improved my game because I was more of a dynamic player, not only be able to run, be able to throw the ball a little bit. So I really think that helped my game.
All right. I was telling you off the air, man, that I saw the highlight film I think your brother put together, right? And I saw that it's on YouTube, and you can see it on Twitter. Easy to find it. I told you, you know, that for me, you know, a lot of sports for me, it's about art and poetry, I tell people. You can gain a true appreciation for interscholastic athletics. And I thought the neatest highlight he captured on that video was the game. It was from an end zone cam, and it was the game you guys were playing Morrison at the Clinton Lumber Kings Field, and it looked like about a 70-yard touchdown run somewhere around there, and the line of scrimmage was like in the baseball diamond. So you actually ran over the pitcher's mound, threw shortstop, and scored eventually a touchdown. So that's poetry, isn't it? I mean, in art. I told you, that was my favorite image of the season of you. And being a multi-sport athlete, I thought that was kind of a perfect highlight for you. What about that?
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting game, playing on a baseball field. Never, ever had that experience before. I probably won't ever have that experience. But that was probably one of my favorite highlights, too, especially since I play baseball. There's just a lot different playing football on a baseball field than playing baseball on a baseball field. So that'd be definitely a fun experience.
All right. Well, I know Riley had a great football season his junior year, 2,400 all-purpose yards, I think 31 TDs, and transitioning now into the basketball season. We'll see you on the court here in the next few weeks, and hopefully 100% healthy. And again, congratulations on a great football season.
Thank you.
Riley Federer joining us on WRMJ.